Me, that you would reach down your hand and call us that are not your people, your people. Were we that you would give us mercy who have not received your mercy, Lord. And we thank you for your divine calling and your power, Lord. And we surrender in awe of you today, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that you would fill us with the Holy Spirit as we receive this message from our young people today, God. I pray that you would quicken our hearts, Lord, and strengthen your church in Jesus' name. I just want to close today, if you can be seated, with a passage of Scripture, just an encouragement. I want to spend some more time next week on the anointing part 2 out of 1 John. But there's a Scripture that God laid on my heart, and I just believe God wants you to be strengthened and encouraged today. Last week, 11 people were baptized, and you know, as I think about that, and you think of it, this is not something that the leadership did alone. This is something that God did. This is something that God used all of you in. And I want to read this passage of Scripture, and just as the youth shared this morning, that Scripture that God laid on my heart is Galatians chapter 6. And I don't very often do this, so bear with me. But brothers, if anyone is caught in a transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks he is something, then he is nothing. He deceives himself, but let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone and not in his neighbor. And as we look through that passage, I want you to just think big. This church community, look around you, the believers here, God has called us to be in a place where we're humble in our ministry. And he says, if anyone thinks he's something, let him. When he's nothing, he deceives himself. And I think the reason why, after we've been praying for so many years, God is blessing in our children's lives and our youth's life and reaching people for the gospel, is that no one that I know of at this time, I mean, at various times our pride rises up, but I want to give you encouragement and commend you as the body of Christ, that when you look around, I would have trouble finding someone that thinks more highly of themselves than they should. I have trouble finding in the corners people whispering about other people, or cliques or clubs or things like that, or you're part of this group and you're a part of that group. I have a hard time finding that. That's because you're fulfilling what the Word of God says, and so then his reason to boast will be in himself alone, and so we each have to bear our own load, and we've done that. But the encouragement is to not give up, to continue to do that. You know, when things get hard and difficult, keep doing it. When you don't see fruit, keep sowing. Because it says in verse 7, don't be deceived. God's not mocked, for whatever one sows. But before we get to that verse, I don't want to skip verse 6 there. Let the one who is taught the word share all good things with the one who teaches. Folks, I believe in this time, in this season, in Christ Community Church, it is the time for you, as the children and as of the youth, have shared all things with the teacher. In other words, it's time for you to rise up and use your gifts and talents to share what God has showed you, what you've been learning in your devotions, all the time that you've spent with Jesus, to let that fruit come out. To speak into people's lives in your workplaces, in your schools, no matter where you go. God is not mocked. And he says, let him who is taught the word. You've been listening to the word of God, and sometimes long sermons that are quite lengthy. And as Pastor Bob says, you don't just give a dinner. You give a buffet and a luncheon and everything else. You've been in the word of God for so long. And so now is the time for you to share. He says, don't be deceived. God's not mocked, for whatever you sow, you will reap. Just as these leaders have given up their vacation time to sow into this ministry, this mission that produced fruit. People came to Christ through the testimony of Allison and Allie sharing the gospel and David. He says, for the one who sows in his flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. And folks, I want to say right now, the church today, there's so many people in the American church sowing to the flesh. Sowing to what's comfortable, sowing to the social club, sowing to what feels good, sowing to the things of the kingdom of this world. And folks, all the while you keep praying, you keep filling your minds with the Word of God, because this is the promise of Scripture. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And then he gives us this encouragement, and I want to leave us with this today as Christ Community Church. Let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. There's been different times that a number of you have come to me with different burdens, and I've been doing this ministry and there's very little results. And even as our sister shared about, oh my, I just wanted to give up on this preschool. There was too many. It was too much. It was too overwhelming. And let me tell you, in this coming year, in the future, there is going to be some overwhelming moments. There is going to be some changes taking place. There is going to be things shaken up, because when people get saved and people get baptized and when the church starts to grow, things will not be the same in our comfort zones where your indentation is in your chair. Some of you, I noticed last week, already had to move from your indentations because there were so many visitors for the baptism Sunday last Sunday. Things are going to grow and going to change, but that means the evil one, and this is my little warning too, is that he's going to come in and try to sow division. He's going to come in and try to make this like any other social club church or a gossiping center or a center of entertainment or whatever, or programs. That temptation is going to come. But folks, we have to believe this word from the Lord in Scripture. He says, let us not grow weary in doing good, for in due season we'll reap if we do not give up. This year, when you go back to your classrooms, when you go back to your workplaces, and you say, man, I've been witnessing and sharing, and they just keep persecuting, that there's no fruit, there's no results. Look what the Lord has done. It may be 12 years, right? In about 13 years, I've been leading this church and preaching here, and you all have been sowing and plowing and plowing and plowing. And God is going to bring a harvest, but not in all the ways that we always imagine, because here's the thing. Remember that verse where he says, let each one test his own work. Don't think he's something when he's nothing. As long as we remember that. Don't think you're something when we're nothing, but Jesus is everything to us. And don't get tired. There's going to be logistical problems, like dealing with a whole bunch of preschoolers. There's going to be room changes. There's going to be, I'm struggling with this theology class and I can't get this. But he says, don't give up. In due season we'll reap. And he says, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are the household of faith. So all I can say this morning, Christ Community Church, is the youth have me all fired up today. Amen. Because you have shared the message of God's Word today. Through the anointing of the Holy Spirit, which we talked about last week and we're going to talk about again next week, he's given you the ability to discern right from wrong, truth from error, and the importance of us being grounded in this no matter what it all costs. And you know what we need to say today, and that was part of the other sermon, but it's worth mentioning, is a lot of times people think that they can be in church or be saved and be Christians but not believe all the Word of God. It's impossible, as we're going to see in 1 John next week. You can't be a born-again believer and pick and choose, okay, I'm going to live my life by this part of the Bible and not that part of the Bible. The only way we're going to produce and sow by the Spirit is by being committed, like that moment when Billy Graham said there was another preacher and other seminary students who got him to doubt a little bit about God's Word and whether it really has authority. And what he did is he had to go in a park and pray. He was like, I don't know about this. And they brought doubts in the seminary classroom, for the truth of God's word. And he got on his knees and he said, Lord, from now on, I believe every part of this word is true from cover to cover. And I'm going to commit my life to that. And that is what he did at age 99, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. He did not ever compromise God's word. And folks, we need to do the same. Because let me tell you, we're coming into a time right now that the word of God is being thrown out and replaced by psychology or feel good or wokeisms and whatever you want to call it. But those that will produce and see people saved and genuinely converted and grounded in the word of God are those that will stand on this word and be committed to it, even if it doesn't feel right at the moment. Our young people have these accountability groups because sometimes some parts of the word don't feel comfortable or we go astray from it. That's what we're here for. Don't give up. Christ Community Church, don't give up. So can you read verse 9 with me if you have the ESV, or just repeat after me? And let us not grow weary. That sounded a little bit weary. And let us not grow weary of doing good. For in due season, we will reap if we do not give up. The word of the Lord. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for every person that's here, every brother, every sister, every believer. God, I thank you, Lord, for what you have been doing in our lives. And Lord, we're not yet what we need to be. And so, Lord, we submit ourselves to your word. We submit ourselves to your sanctifying process in our lives. And Lord Jesus, I pray that you would encourage those that are down and discouraged and depressed today, that you would encourage those that have been struggling with ministry and seeming like there's just no result or the negative is being produced. God, sometimes you've called us to plow cement. But Lord, I pray that you would make our faces like flint, just like the prophet Jeremiah. Lord, all we have is you, Jesus. All we have is your word. And we give you all the praise and honor and glory in your name. Amen.